Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3344, and today's date is May 2nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is, Did You See What the Deep State Just Did? Trump Has a Plan to Stop the Rigged Election. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because the people of this country, the people of the world, they can see exactly what's happening with the economy. And Biden, he's becoming very, very desperate. He's continually canceling student loans, thinking that, hey, you know something, if I do this, the youth, they will stay with me. They will be with me to reelect me in the election. But all that's doing is causing more and more problems. The people in this country where they see him canceling the student loans, they're becoming angrier and angrier. And the students, they're seeing that, yeah, you know something? If I don't have a job, that's not really going to help me. And the other thing is, if I'm not making enough and I can barely survive, yeah, this will help me a little bit. But eventually what's going to happen, as I've been experiencing this, is that everything is getting worse. And just by you canceling the student loan, yeah, it might feel great right in the beginning. But later on, it's really not going to make that much of a difference. And I think the people, they're starting to realize this as they watch the entire economic system completely and utterly fall apart. Now, I do believe the Fed, they are letting us know that they are prepared and ready to most likely cut the rate one time. Now, I don't think they're probably going to do this on their own. I do believe this will probably be forced by the Biden administration. And you could see from the very, very beginning, to keep everyone happy and to make it look like they're doing a great job. They came out with this idea that, yeah, you're going to see 6, 8, whatever rate cuts. And I do believe this was to make the market, you know, pop up, make it look good. The economy is on the right track. And now as we go down the path closer and closer to the presidential election, everyone's starting to realize that's not the case. And I do believe in the end, what's going to happen is they're going to have to do something. Even if they do nothing, the entire system falls apart. So when the people see the entire system fall apart, when they do nothing, if they decide to take this track, the people are going to go, okay, you did absolutely nothing and the whole thing just fell apart. Everything that you did previously didn't work. And now if they go ahead and they cut the rate and everything falls apart, everyone's going to look at them and go, okay, you cut the rate and everything just fell apart. Why did you listen to Biden? He doesn't know what he's talking about. So no matter what they do, the Fed's independence that goes down the drain, their entire plan goes down the drain. They are in a lose-lose situation right now. And when you look at the economy, it is completely and utterly falling apart. And even the people, they know this. They're not stupid. They understand because they live it every single day. They go out there and they say, okay, here's my paycheck. I got to pay for fuel. I got to pay for my rent or my mortgage. I got to pay for my insurance. I can't go out to eat. I can't even buy fast food, the cheap stuff. I can't even do that. I know something's wrong here. And the people, they get it. But when you look at the economy and they keep saying how great it is, well, is it that great? The Kubici letter on X put this out and said, all the data says the economy is strong, while Starbucks stock fell 20% after reporting a 6% drop in traffic. DoorDash stock fell 15% after reporting a $21 million loss. Netflix stock fell 10% after reporting a weaker outlook for the third quarter of 2024. CVS pharmacy stock fell 17% after net income fell by 50%. Etsy stock fell 11% after reporting weak earnings due to the macro economy. eBay stock fell 5% after reporting weaker guidance. So is the economy really strong? Is it back on its feet? No. Basically, what they're reporting is that there's major, major problems. Remember, the economy here in the United States, the GDP number and everything else revolves around the consumer. 70% or so of the GDP is the consumer. So when the consumer feels pressure and they're making less because there's the fuel prices are higher and they see inflation, the consumer contracts. And the consumer says, well, I got to cut this out. I can't purchase that. This is not going to work. And what happens? Well, corporations, they feel this. And as they feel this and they're making less money because people aren't doing business with them, what do they have to do? They're going to have to lay off people because do you need all these people? If you're earning less, if your net income falls, no, you don't need all these people. So then what happens is more and more people are then laid off. These people don't have jobs, so they're not spending anymore. And this cycle continues, and it's a downward spiral, and you have a complete and utter disaster on your hand. Actually, when you go back to 2008, 2009, this is exactly what happened. Everything started to fall apart. People saw the rates moving up. People couldn't afford their homes because they had variable rates. Corporations started to lay off people. People didn't have the income coming in, so they weren't going out to eat at restaurants. They weren't shopping at stores. You started to see stores shut down. And this spiral continued until the entire market fell apart in October, right before the elections. And we're starting to see the same exact thing happen once again. Actually, CNBC had an article out there saying McDonald's and other big brands warn that low-income consumers are starting to crack. Because remember, the dollar menu is no longer the dollar menu. Most of these individuals who purchase this food, which was the cheap food, they can't even do that anymore. And we're starting to see many different companies say there are problems here. And consumers, they are being pinched by inflation. Prices are moving up, which means the value of the currency is moving down. And it's making very, very difficult for people to live. And if they're not purchasing and if they're not buying, what happens to the fast food chains? What happens to the dollar stores? What happens to all these places? They start to shut down because as soon as they start to raise their prices, all these people say, I can't afford this. What do you think? Why do you think the dollar store is closing so many dollar stores? Because the people, they can't afford to purchase those items because they're no longer a dollar. And once again, all those people that are working at all these stores, they're going to be unemployed. And again, here's the cycle once again, and this continues. But Biden, he believes he can make this okay. He believes that, hey, you know what? I can make this okay. All I got to do is cancel the student loans, and the younger generation, those people that can't find jobs coming out of school, they'll just be on my side. But actually, it's working in the opposite way. And you can see with the backlash, with the protest on all these college campuses, this is what Biden actually did. He went out and said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cancel your student loan. Is it making the students happy? Not if they can't find a job, because if the economy is terrible, you can't find a job, you can't make a living. Yeah, the student loan cancellation, it might help in the short term, very, very short term. But as a month goes by, 2 months goes by, these people are going to say, okay, the economy is getting worse. There are no jobs whatsoever. This is not making me happy at all. And this is why Biden's losing the younger generation, because the younger generation is realizing there's no job prospects. And they're coming out with these degrees that are absolutely meaningless. And it's very, very difficult for them to find something, even with the DEI and everything like this. So Biden is making the young generation angry, and he's making the older generation angry, all those people that are working, saying, why should I have to bear the burden of paying for everyone's student loan? This makes no sense whatsoever. And in the end, this is going to backfire, just like the economy is completely backfiring. And I think the central bank, the Fed, they know it. And what's very interesting is they just had their meeting, and here are the highlights of the meeting. The Kobisi letter put this out again and said the following. Summary of Fed Chair Powell. It is unlikely that the next policy move will be a hike. Powell does not believe we are seeing stagflation. 2024 election is not part of the Fed's thinking. Unexpected weakening of labor market could spur rate cuts. The Fed is not satisfied with inflation at 3%. It is unclear how long it will take for rate cuts to begin. So when I see this and I see hear what he's saying, number one, where he's saying that, oh, we don't care about the election. Well, we already know the Fed absolutely cares about the election. And we know that Biden is going to push the Fed into doing something, so which means the Fed independence goes down the drain. Will there be a hike? Well, if there's another hike, this is not going to work, because Biden and his entire policy of Bidenomics, well, that's going to be flushed down the toilet, and it will show everyone that everything that Biden has been doing hasn't worked whatsoever. That's why they have to raise the rates, because inflation's not under control, and everything the Fed has been telling us has not worked. So will they hike? Most likely not. Will they cut the rates? Now, I do believe that, yes, they will maneuver in a certain way to actually cut the rates. And he said an unexpected weakening of the labor market could spur rate cuts. So I do believe in the end, they're going to try to explain why the rate cut is here. Biden's going to be happy because it's going to show that his policies are working. But in the end, what's going to happen is that the entire system is going to completely and utterly fall apart, which is going to basically cancel everything the Fed said about being independent. And this is all going to backfire on the Biden administration. It's going to backfire on the Fed. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now, remember, the Fed is in a lose-lose situation. So let's say they didn't cut the rate and they decided to raise the rates. Does that really help the Fed's argument? Does that really help Biden? No. Because the people are going to be looking going, okay, I thought you said the economy was improving. I thought you said we're going to have a soft landing. I thought everything was under control. If you're going to raise the rates, that's telling us that you're trying to, you know, control inflation because it's moving up. Bidenomics isn't working at all. You told us it was. You're creating all these jobs. Inflation's under control. Everything is great. So no matter which way they go, it's going to be a lose-lose situation. I do believe that Biden, the Fed, they want to make the play to make it look like the economy is doing well. And the only way to do this is to show, hey, look, we don't got to raise the rates right now. we can cut them and it's going to make Biden look good. And the people are going to go, okay, he said the economy is great. He can go on this platform saying, see, the Fed just cut the rates. Look how great the economy is. My policies worked. Everything that everyone was saying is wrong. And then the market falls apart and it crashes and everything comes tumbling down around him. There's nothing that will be able to help him or even the candidate that is running, because as soon as they do that, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe even if they bring someone else in and they use the war, they use what happened with the bridge, even if they use all of this to bring in the other candidate, because they're going to have to explain why the economy is the way it is. Of course, Biden can say, well, it's not my policies. It's because of these other things that are happening. And yes, the other candidate that's coming in, they can use that to their advantage, saying, yes, Biden's policies are working, but because of XYZ, the war, the bridge, and maybe something else, that's why you're feeling this. But otherwise, everything is great and everything is working perfectly. And I do believe this is why, in the end, they'll probably end up cutting to make everyone believe that everything is great. And they'll probably do this very, very close to the elections, maybe the end of August, September time frame, around that area. But that's not going to work, because in the end, as soon as they're all clapping for themselves, that's when everything starts to fall apart and they'll never recover from this. It'll be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the economy is going to fall apart. I think everyone realizes this, and I think everyone's starting to feel it. They feel the pressure. They feel their insurance moving up. They feel how much it is to purchase food. They feel how much it is to go out and, you know, buy a dinner in a restaurant. They understand that things are getting worse and worse as time goes on. So I think in the end, Biden and the rest, I think they'll push this narrative, but I think it will fail in the end. And Trump will be standing there looking at Biden or whoever the other candidate is, saying, okay, you just destroyed everything. I have a plan to rebuild it, because now people remember what it was like to live in Trump's economy compared to Biden's economy. So you have Bidenomics on one side, Maganomics on the other side, and people are going to see the difference, which I already do believe they see the difference, but they're going to really see the difference when the entire system starts to crumble and fall apart. And Trump, the Patriots, they will use this to their advantage, and I do believe this is going to get a lot of people on their side, and it's going to give them a lot of leverage to pivot away from the private West Central Bank, pivot away from the World Economic Forum, where they want to bring us into the Great Reset and the Green New Scam. And I do believe he's going to have the people with him. He's going to have the power to do this. And the world will be watching, and the world will be watching and waiting to see what happens next. And once they see what happens next, they will follow along. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are pushing forward with everything that they have. Now, remember, they know that when Trump wins, it's game over for them. So they're going to fight with everything that they have. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know their playbook. They know what they're going to do. And Trump, the Patriots, they're turning the tables on them. Think about what happened back in 2020. When Trump was running for president, all of a sudden we had COVID. All of a sudden we had riots in the streets. And the deep state, they were doing this and pushing this against Trump, trying to use the narrative against him, information against him. I do believe Trump, he turned this all around and is now using what they're trying to do right now against them. And I do believe these riots that we're seeing, yes, they might calm down a little bit right now, but I do believe they already set the stage for what is coming. But there is something else the deep state is trying to do. Remember, moving as we move closer and closer to the presidential election, what do they got to control? They got to control the flow of information. And how do you control the flow of information? Well, you need certain laws in place so you can control what people say. Think about the EU. Think about the other countries. Didn't they implement hate speech laws? So again, if you really look at the translation of all this, anyone that says anything that goes against the establishment, that is going to be considered hate speech laws. And they'll make the case where they'll say this person's censored, this person's in jail, and this is what they'll use against the people from trying to control what they say. Think about what you just saw on the college campuses. They're using emotion and fear once again, and they're using the idea of anti-Semitism. I'm not saying there isn't anti-Semitism. There is. But again, in this country, we have the First Amendment. And the First Amendment allows people to speak freely. Can you say something bad about Jewish people? Of course you can. Can you say something bad about Christian people? Of course you can. Can you say something bad about Muslims? Yes, you can. Now, there are differences. If you say, go kill that person, that's a little different. So think about what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to use this and they're playing on people's emotions to do what? They're trying to push hate speech laws. Go back a little bit in time. Remember the World Economic Forum? They told us back in January 2023 that hate speech laws are coming to America. Now, of course, they just couldn't bring in hate speech laws saying, hey, you're not allowed to say this about a trans person. Hey, you're not allowed to say this about the deep state players. They had to reverse it so you can accept it. And by using emotion and fear, they want you to accept the anti-Semitic hate speech laws. Now, again, any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. But they want you to accept it so this way they can roll in their true hate speech laws. And that's what they're trying to do right now. Remember, what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another. And I'm not talking about the violence. See, these individuals who are protesting, they could have had signs, they could have marched, they could have got their permits, they could have peacefully done it in a certain time frame, and that would have been fine. They could have spewed all the hate they wanted. They're allowed to do it in this country. But as soon as they started to vandalize, soon as they started to push people, soon as they started to block people, that is very, very different. But the deep state, they knew that this would play into your emotion. And they would get the people to say, yes, we need this. Yes, we need to stop this. But again, why are they doing this? Because they want to usher in hate speech laws, just like in Europe. And the only way to do this is to get the people on their side. So don't fall for what they're trying to do, because already we see the GOP, they're pushing anti-Semitic laws. Think about what's happening right now. I mean, even if they do it, it's repugnant to the Constitution. But look what they're trying to do. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. But this is one of the agendas of the deep state players. And they're preying on everyone's emotions because they want you to link the violence and what they were saying together, saying that we need to stop this. And remember, they're two separate things. The people have the right to say whatever the hell they want. But as soon as they use violence, as soon as they block people, that's something different completely. So I do believe they're trying to use emotions to introduce this to actually then roll in everything else that they want, just like they have out in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, you name it. And I do believe it's going to fail in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they have a cheating system in this country. And Trump, the Patriots, and many other people, they've been exposing this for quite a while right now. And with all the affidavits, with all the forensic studies and everything that people have seen where they brought in the ballots, they fed them in, the ballots were a different size than what the machines were monitoring, so they were kicked and backed out and they had to be adjudicated. Everyone has seen now that the elections have been rigged, and there have been many, many polls showing that people have filled out mail-in ballots. They have taken money for mail-in ballots. So once again, you could see the rigged election. It's very, very clear. And Trump, he was out in Wisconsin, he was out in Michigan, and he was letting the people know that, hey, I have a plan to stop the rigged election. We're not going to allow them to cheat again. So you could take this any way you want to take this. So how do you stop them from cheating? How do you say we're not going to allow them to do this again? Well, yes, you can have lawyers, you can have poll watchers, you can have all these people watching over the entire systems. Of course, you don't know what's going on inside the Dominion machines or the Smartmatic machines. So they can watch people not feed in the ballot. They can watch all this. But what happens if this is done at the post office level and then those are shipped to the polling centers? Well, what happens then? Now, again, this will force the deep state into trying to hide, trying to cover up what they're trying to do, or might even stop them. But how do you completely stop them from cheating in the elections? Well, if you have all these people and they know the lawyers are coming, they know the poll watchers are coming, and we're not going to allow this to happen again, will they allow the election to move forward? Will Trump, is this forcing the deep state players, from what he just said, is this forcing them into delaying the election and forcing them to use paper ballots? But let's just back up a little bit here. Remember, they have let us know, Secretary of State Blinken let us know that, we're seeing signs that China might, you know, manipulate the elections. So if they report now before the elections that China is involved in manipulating the elections, and then maybe we have something go wrong with the machines or something happens, there's a cyber attack, will they be able to make the case that we had to stop the elections because they were going to make Trump win? Think about this for a sec. They did this back in 2016. They said Russia was involved in manipulating the elections. I mean, that's completely and utterly false, but this is what they said because they couldn't explain why Trump won. The same thing can happen right now. They can come out with a report saying, listen, everything was on the up and up with the election systems. Then we realize, holy crap, China is involved and they're all pushing the election systems in favor of Trump. They took over with malware somehow, and they can say it's a cyber attack. They can say they inserted this, however they want to do this. And they can say, we have to delay the elections. Now, is Trump pushing them to do this so we don't have to use their systems? Because think about the amount of pressure on the deep state players with the poll watchers, with the lawyers, and everything else. And if they don't have a candidate that's getting the votes, how are you going to cheat with the ballots? It's going to be very, very difficult. So I do believe we're heading down this path. And Trump, he already let us know that they have a plan to stop the rigged election. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with a second Boeing whistleblower. So now we have two whistleblowers at Boeing. They just died. Anyone find this kind of strange? So Joshua Dean, a former quality auditor at Boeing, supplier Spirit Aerosystems, died earlier Tuesday morning after battling a sudden rapid infection. His death comes less than 2 months after the death of John Barnett, another whistleblower, under mysterious circumstances. Now, according to the report by the Seattle Times, Dean succumbed to a fast-spreading infection that led to multiple complications, ending his life at the age of 45. And what's very interesting, he was in very good health and known for his healthy lifestyle. Does anyone think this is a coincidence that two whistleblowers, they just happen to pass away? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Just like it doesn't make any sense that every person that Biden brings in or is on Biden's side, it always turns out that they're a liar and they have no idea what they're talking about when they're questioned by the Senate. But Mary Margaret Olihan put this out and said, the Justice Department's Christine Clark confirmed that she did not disclose an arrest and an expungement during her nomination to the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. Now, that's very interesting. Why wouldn't she reveal this? I mean, all of these people, it seems that they are liars. Well, those are the people that you want in these positions because why? They can work with the criminal syndicate. They have no problem lying to the public, just like everyone else that is in Congress and Biden and Kamala and the rest. They have no problem lying to the public. So why would you want someone that is smart, that can think logically and tell the truth? You don't want that person. You want the worst of the worst. You want the liar. You want the criminal. You want someone that won't follow the rule of law, that will break the law. You want someone like that. Plus, you want someone that you have something on so you can force them to do the things you want them to do. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that we're seeing is it looks like the Department of Justice will not hand over the audio recordings of Special Counsel Herr and Biden when they had the interview. They're saying it's a privacy concern. Well, I'm sorry, but you're an elected leader and the people have the right to hear what exactly went on. Remember, he's supposed to be the most transparent resident ever. Remember when they said Trump wasn't transparent? Well, Trump, he released his transcript. Why doesn't Biden? Judicial Watch even tried to get these records using the Freedom of Information Act requests. And the DOJ said they will not release the audio recordings because they say they're protecting Joe Biden's privacy. Well, that's very interesting. So Trump doesn't have to release anything because we have to protect his privacy? It doesn't seem like it's working the same way, does it? It seems like it's working in the opposite way. And everything that the deep state does, everything that they tell you, it always works in the opposite way. Oh, the borders are secure. You know, they're not secure. Oh, the economy's great. The economy's failing. Oh, the Affordable Care Act is very, very cheap. It's very, very expensive. Oh, we're not going to censor you. Behind the scenes, they're censoring you. Oh, we're not going to bring you to war. Oh, wait, we're bringing you to war. Everything that they say is always the opposite. I mean, think about what Biden just said about Japan and China. Biden calls U.S. ally Japan xenophobic, along with China and Russia, because they don't want immigrants. No, they want immigrants. But again, they're going to vet each and every single one of them. They're not just going to release them into their countries. Now, once again, is this going to help the relations with China and Japan and Russia? No. Actually, Japan is our ally. This is going to hurt the relations. And again, their economy is not failing because they're not bringing in immigrants. It's failing because we are in a central bank illusionary economy, and it doesn't work in the end. You can try to keep it going as long as you want, but in the end, it will fail. And that's what everyone is experiencing. Every country in this world, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Is on the central bank illusionary system. And in the end, it will fail. And that's what we're seeing. The system only lasts between 50, maybe 60 years at the most, until it completely and utterly falls apart. And the deep state players, they believe if they can bring in the illegals, they can keep this propped up a little bit longer. But again, there's many different agendas with the illegals coming in, and we know what they are. We know that they're going to use them for chaos. We know they're going to try to use them to vote in the elections. And it is the replacement of the people in this country, because that's really what they're trying to do in the end. And we could see it. It's no longer a conspiracy. It has become the truth. And the other thing that we learn that is completely and utterly true is what DHS has been doing. Now, we mentioned this yesterday, but Bill Mnuchin, he expands on this, on how DHS is flying in all these illegals to all different cities. And this is what he put out. He said, internal DHS data reveals that 45 plus U.S. cities that hundreds of thousands of migrants have flown into via the Biden administration's controversial CHNV mass parole program. And the data was obtained by Homeland GOP via a subpoena. The DH data shows that during an 8-month stretch from January through August 2023, roughly 200,000 migrants flew into the U.S. via the program, with 80% of them, 161,562, arriving in the state of Florida in four cities: Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa. The top 15 cities migrants flew into and the number during the 8-month window are as follows: Miami, 91,000, Fort Lauderdale, 60,000, New York City, 14,000. Houston, 7,000. Orlando, 6,000. Los Angeles, 3,000. It's interesting that they're flying them into Florida. And that's where most of them are. Now, that's very, very interesting. So once again, you can see that they're just, forget about these people just coming to the border saying, oh, I'm seeking refuge, you know, asylum because we're refugees. No, they're bringing people in here and they are facilitating the invasion in this country. And we know why they're doing it. We know that they're going to try to get them to vote in the elections. I don't think this is going to work. But I do believe in the end, they're going to have to use these individuals to create chaos around this country. And I do believe this is why Trump said, listen, we'll use the National Guard. We'll even use the military if we have to. It depends on how out of hand it really gets. Do you think it's going to get out of hand? Do you think the deep state's going to go all out in using these people? Yes, these are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. And yes, I do believe they're going to use them in a way that people are going to be shocked. And I do believe probably the National Guard, the military, will have to step in because I don't believe the police will be able to handle all this. But what the people have already seen, they've seen what has been happening on the college campuses, which allows them to say, you know something, if we're all for stopping that, we're going to want the National Guard, the military, to stop these other people burning down the cities, looting and hurting people because people are going to be afraid. I mean, look what's happening out in Chicago. Police in Chicago, they have reportedly made more than 1,000 arrests of illegal Venezuelan nationals in the first 3 months of 2024. And these individuals, they are arrested because they've been committing crimes. And remember, bringing in illegal immigrants doesn't mean there's less crimes. When you're bringing in criminals who are, you know, being released from jails, being released from the asylums, and these people are human traffickers, drug traffickers, gang members, terrorists. Well, yeah, they're going to commit crimes because they have no moral compass. They were in jail for a reason. And with all these countries just opening up their jails and setting them here, of course they're going to cause problems here. And of course, those countries don't want these people. Think about how much money they're saving. Their prisons would be emptied and the country would become safer because you're just shipping the people away. Oh, forget about putting them in jail. Just ship them to America. That's the new jail. Let them all go there. And that's exactly what's happening. And now Biden wants to bring in more refugees from Gaza. Do you think they're really going to be refugees or do you think they're going to be terrorists? Because if Israel is going in and they're routing out the terrorists, where are the terrorists going to go? They got to escape to someplace. And it looks like they've given the signal that, you know what, let's bring them to this country. Trump, when he was in Wisconsin, he said that, well, if Biden's going to start bringing these people into this country, he's going to actually create the conditions for an October 7th style attack right here in America. Now, isn't that funny? Chris Wray, he already warned us of some type of an attack. We already have in the post Red October. I wonder if a lot of this is going to happen around that time period. So this is very interesting. And if Trump is saying it, it means he knows exactly what they're planning to do. But if you really look at the border and you look at what the deep state has been doing and what Biden has been doing, you can see that he doesn't like the American people. Actually, he hates the American people. The deep state hates the American people because all you got to do is look at their actions. Think about this. Biden fired over 7,000 military men because they refused the vaccine, then proceeded to bring in 10 million unvetted, unchecked, unvaccinated, illegal alien strangers into our country and spread them to all 50 states. That tells you everything you need to know. But the people of this country, they're getting it. They understand that the border crisis is just that. It's a crisis. And the people, they realize that, yeah, you know something? We need to do something here. And Gallup, they put a poll and they said for the third consecutive month, Americans say immigration is the most important problem facing the United States. So the people of this country, they understand this. They get this. What do you think is going to happen when there's an event in this country? Do you think the people are going to go, oh, okay, so we have an event, not a big deal? Or they're going to say, wait a minute, we had an event. Trump warned us of an event. The FBI said there might be something happening, which they are projecting out there, letting us know that something will happen. The people are going to go, how did this happen? Oh, wait a minute, they came over the open border, or Biden brought them in from Gaza. And when people see this, You think the people are going to turn on Biden, on the deep state, on the fake news? Absolutely. And think about all those D's that are with Biden. You think they're going to be like, you know what, I'm sticking by him? No, I think the majority are going to say, whoa, wait a minute. I just saw what happened. I mean, I saw at the college campuses. I saw that. I'm not agreeing with this. Now I see what's happening with the border and this event. And Biden is responsible for all of this. I do believe there's going to be a lot of D's that are going to be moving away from Biden. Now, again, people hit the precipice at all different times. It doesn't mean that all of them are going to come over. But again, along the way, look what's happening. Slowly but surely, people are coming to the side of Trump. It might have to do with the economy. It might have to do with CRT. It might have to do with DEI. It might have to do with men on women's sports. It might have to do with the border, or it might have to do with them losing their job or war. So each person has a point where they say enough is enough. And Trump has to actually hit all these different points. And I do believe he's going to. Now, can he hit them all? Absolutely not. But will he get the majority? He will. And you can see the fake news. They are panicking over all of this. MSNBC host Nicole Wallace said, listen, if Trump wins, well, the freedom of the press is going to end. Well, let me translate that for you. The propaganda that they're pushing out is going to end. Because remember, they're receiving their news stories from the CIA, the FBI, from the deep state players. They think that they got the news. They think they have the real stories. They don't. They're receiving propaganda. And that's what's going to end. Because again, there should be no one on the news organizations that work with the CIA, the FBI, and they shouldn't be receiving information from these organizations. But again, they are. Why? Because we are being run by a criminal syndicate. And how do you control the flow of information? You got to control the news organizations. This is why Trump, when he first came into office back in 2016, he said, look, they're the fake news. I'm going to prove it to you. It took a long time, but I think the people see it. The people don't trust the news anymore. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Everyone watching Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and all the rest, they're just telling you what they want to tell you. They're not telling you the entire story. And they will try to control which way it goes in the end. And you can see that, yes, Fox News, that's the Rhino Network. MSNBC, CNN, that's for the D's. And they try to control people in which way they go. I'm not talking about the individual hosts, because a lot of these individuals, they try to get the truth out. But if they do, like Tucker Carlson, they'll remove them in the end, because they don't want them on there. I mean, Dan Bongino, he was removed. Lara Trump, she was removed. And we could see that if you move outside of their parameters, they will remove you. Yes, they love talking about, oh, look what the Democrats are doing. Or, you know, the Democrat news likes to say, look what the Republicans are doing. They're just talking about each other. They're not actually talking about Trump and the people on the outside. And that, I do believe, is the difference. Just like they've been trying to push the idea that, hey, we are allowed to have men on women's sports. It's okay. It won't make a difference. Well, I think everyone's starting to realize that it does make a difference. And we can see their true agenda. Their true agenda is to remove women from everything. Because again, if men keep winning on sports, why would you want the women there? You wouldn't. Sooner or later, it will become an all men's sport, just like the workplace. If men dressed up as women go into the workplace and they hire these individuals saying, oh, we got a woman, sooner or later, women will actually not work in the workplace. It will be men dressed up as women. But to give people proof that men should not be on women's sports, just look what happened on a flag football field. There were 20 women and one man, and the one man was able to get past the 20 women. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And this is why men should never be on women's sports. But the other thing that's very interesting, and America First Legal found this out, and they said there are new internal documents obtained through our lawsuit against HHS show that the Biden admin met with radical trans organizations to discuss how to evade state bans on child castration and sexual mutilation. So here we have Biden once again helping and trying to maneuver around certain laws. They did this with the Supreme Court, with the student loans, with getting people vaccinated, gun control. Oh, they did it with free speech. They did it everywhere. So at this point, I think people are starting to realize that the Biden administration does not follow the rule of law. The deep state players do not follow the rule of law because they're always trying to maneuver around the law. And they violate the constitutional rights of every single person, and they violate the laws. Again, that's what criminals do. But Trump, he's letting everyone know that he's going to defend the American woman. And during his speech, he said the following: I promise you I will defend American women like nobody has ever defended them before. This lunacy will end. Absolutely. Just like it's lunacy of what we're seeing on the college campus. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they have done is whatever they did to Trump, Trump is doing back to them. How do we know this? Well, think about all the things that Biden said when we had the riots and everything in 2020. Let's go back a little bit in time to August. August 27th, Joe Biden said this. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And this was on Twitter at the time. Remember, every example of violence Donald Trump decries has happened on his watch, under his leadership, during his presidency. Ooh, what are we seeing today? It's happening on Biden's watch. What has he done so far? Absolutely nothing. Let's go to August 31st, 2020. Does anyone believe there will be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? Well, we're seeing more violence now, aren't we? And it's going to get worse and worse. So has Trump kind of shifted everything and turned it on to Biden? I do believe so. And we could see that this was a coordinated effort by the deep state players. And I do believe They did this for a couple of specific reasons, but again, why interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves? Trump will be able to use his leverage later on, because what do you think the deep state's going to do? They're going to use all these people once again. But you could see it's a coordinated effort. Representative James Comer put this out and said, George Washington University told us today that D.C. Metropolitan Police Department rejected the request for help in removing the radical anti-Semitic and unlawful protesters occupying the campus. So someone had to coordinate this with the police departments because it just didn't happen in one place, which I find very, very interesting. So someone was giving them instruction not to get involved. Isn't this what happened during the BLM riots? Yeah, the same thing happened. Now it's happening on Joe Biden's watch. But think about what the deep state players have done here. I do believe they move forward with this plan to have the riots on the campuses, because going back some time, they told everyone that hate speech laws were coming to America, and they didn't care if what happened to Biden. Remember, the deep state players, they move forward with their agenda because they need to put certain things into place. And I do believe they are doing this because they need the hate speech laws in place, because they have them in place in all different places. So what did they have to do? They had to build emotion up. They had to build fear up. They had to get people on their side to say, yes, we must have these type of laws. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, in response to campus anti-Israel protests, the House is rushing to vote on a new bill, H.R. 6090. This new bill would officially define anti-Semitism so the federal government can sue, prosecute, and sanction more people, businesses, and universities for supposed violations of civil rights laws. I abhor anti-Semitism, Charlie Kirk says, which I think everyone does. But this bill is flagrantly unconstitutional and an appalling attack on the First Amendment. This bill would make it illegal to compare Israel policies to Nazi policies. It would make it illegal to describe Israel as racist. It would make it illegal to accuse an American citizen of being more loyal to Israel than the United States. All of those behaviors might be stupid or repugnant, but they are indisputable, protected by the First Amendment. Yet now, congressional Republicans are rushing to gut the First Amendment in order to pass a Europe-style ban on supposed hate speech. Rioters should be arrested. Unhinged Israel-hating students who take over buildings and refuse to leave should be expelled. But I stand with Thomas Massie. This bill is an affront to the Constitution and must not be passed. And it shouldn't be passed. Remember, what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another. We have free speech for a reason, and the Founding Fathers didn't put in hate speech. You can say all the hateful things you want. It makes no difference. But as soon as you start taking over buildings, smashing windows, pushing students, hurting students, not allowing them to pass, that is different than free speech. So again, this is repugnant to the Constitution, just like if they wanted to put a law saying you're not allowed to say anything about a Muslim. You can't say anything about Iran or the Muslims or anything like that. Would people agree with that? No. And it's the same thing here, but you could see what the deep state is trying to do. They're using emotions and fear to try to push them to accept hate speech laws, because in the end, they don't care about the laws with that in regard to anti-Semitism. They just want to use that as a springboard to then bring in other hate speech laws, which means that you accepted it. Now you will accept the rest, and anything that you say that counters our narrative, we consider hate speech. So this is how they're trying to get around all this. And if you go back to January 2023, the European Commission during the World Economic Forum, they said something very, very interesting. They predicted that the United States would soon institute illegal hate speech. Now, why would they say this? Because they knew they were going to do something like this. They were going to use this to their advantage. And once again, if they go ahead and they implement this, this is repugnant to the Constitution. It violates the Constitution, and it's null and void. Don't fall into their trap, because that's what they're trying to do here. When you look at the protesters, which they weren't protesters, they were Antifa foot soldiers, they were brought in to do what? They were brought in to cause chaos. And yes, they're the ones who smashed the windows. Yes, they're the ones who camped out. Yes, they're the ones who destroyed the buildings. They're the ones who locked arms to keep students from passing. They're the ones who push people around who try to get into their encampment. They're the ones who did all this. They used violence. They could have said whatever they wanted. But as soon as they used violence, as soon as they destroyed property, as soon as they did all these other things that are illegal, well, that has nothing to do with free speech. And that has nothing to do with a protest anymore. And I think the people of this country are seeing this right now. And I do believe the stage has been set. So when they try to do this again during the elections, I think the people are going to say, no, we need to round these people up. And I think the people will accept this very, very easily. But you know what's very interesting is that we out in Alabama, we had students and we had the pro-Gaza protesters. They only had one thing in common, and that is F Joe Biden. On both sides, they were chanting F Joe Biden. This is going to be a major, major problem for Joe Biden in the end. And you can see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, this will be a problem. Now, the other thing that the deep state is starting to realize, because they tried to push this, and the D's are starting to realize this, is that since they allowed this to happen, what happened? Well, this is now turning into a backlash against the D's. And we can see that now they're having a major problem. Most of the D's just stayed quiet. And the country saw this. The youth saw this on the campus. Remember, they brought in agitators. They brought in Antifa. And now they are in trouble. They're in panic mode right now over the Gaza protests. Because the D's are saying, if you keep this up, you're going to push all these people to the right now. Because now they're looking at this and they're using common sense and saying this isn't right. And now they're panicking over all of this. Trump, he put this out on Truth, he said the following: this is a radical left revolution taking place in our country. Where is crooked Joe Biden? Where is Governor Newsom? The danger to our country is from the left, not from the right. And just think about what the D's just said. Oh, this is backfiring on us. Now we're having these people move to the right because they're using common sense. People now can see that it's the left that is the problem. Remember, they try to convince everyone it was the right. Oh, the Nazis, the white supremacists. But now the people, they see the truth. Antifa has been exposed. The people are now seeing that it's outside agitators. And most of these people are not students. Biden and Dems, they're trapped in their narrative because they use Antifa. They are their foot soldiers. The world is watching all of this right now. And this is going to backfire on them completely. Just like all the indictments are backfiring on the deep state and Joe Biden and Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest that are pushing this. And what's very interesting is that Judge Aileen Cannon is set to release information relating to Judge Barry Howell's order piercing through Trump's attorney-client privilege. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following: not only is Judge Cannon exposing DOJ corruption, it appears she is about to open a can of whoop-ass on D.C. court, namely ex-chief Judge Beryl Howell. Cannon seems poised to release info related to Howell's order piercing attorney-client privilege between Trump and attorney Evan Cochran. So Jack Smith used a D.C. grand jury and a radical Marxist Obama-appointed judge, which is Beryl Howell, in the classified docs case before quietly roving down to Florida to file the charges. Judge Beryl Howell ruled against Trump at every turn. In fact, Judge Howell previously ordered Trump's lawyer Evan Cochran to testify before a grand jury in special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. So this is very interesting, and she's going to unredact this information. And this is really going to hurt all of these different cases because you're removing the cover of the criminality of what they're trying to do. Remember, the cover-up always gets you. And that shows you that, yeah, look what you're trying to do here. Remember, if you keep the redactions, you never know. When you remove them, it shows exactly what they're hiding and why they're hiding it, because they really don't have a case. And this is what the people are seeing. But the people also realize that with all these different cases, it's not really going to hurt Trump. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Most voters don't see the current trial of Trump in New York City as a deal breaker in terms of voting for him in November. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out. Has the New York trial made you more likely or less likely to vote for Trump? More, 32%, 26% say less. So the only group right now is the Dems. 16% say more, 40% say less. I do believe these numbers are going to change as we move forward and people, I'm talking about the Ds, when they hit the precipice, that's when everything is going to change. And we're going to see it with an event. We're going to see it with war. We're going to see it with the economy crashing. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, we cannot let this radical left, corrupt, and highly conflicted New York Democrat judge interfere with the presidential election of 2024, the most important election in the history of our country. The USA is truly a nation in decline. Remove the unconstitutional gag order. And you know what they're doing? They're actually producing more gag orders, more violations, and they're still trying to go after Trump. I think eventually what they're going to do is they're going to probably throw him into the clink, maybe for one day or so. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it seems like they're pushing, or Trump is leading them in this direction. Remember, he's the victim. And the people understand that this is a BS case, just like all the others. There's no evidence. There's no victim. The statute of limitations has run out. It's absolutely ridiculous. But this reminds me of Post 4424. This is June 5th, 2020. It says, what happens when the gag order is lifted? Case dismissed. I am not done. Be all you can be. Army strong. They knew they could not destroy America through invasion. Infiltration at the highest level of government, media, science, health, military, chain of command, final level. So I think we're seeing all of this right now. And the other thing that's very interesting is that James O'Keefe from OMG, he put out another undercover video, and this time it was a CIA agent or contractor. And this is what James O'Keefe put out, exposing the CIA. So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump. Director of the CIA would keep information from Trump, a project manager working in cyber operations for the CIA, and an NSA gov contractor with top secret clearance working for Deloitte. So Amjad Fassisi is caught on undercover cameras implicating the highest levels of the intelligence agency, including the executive staff. We're talking about the director and his subordinates. Former CIA Director Gina Haspel, and I believe Mike Pompeo, did the same thing too. Kept information from him because we knew that Trump, he would effing disclose it. There are certain people that would give him a high-level overview but never give him any details. You know why? Because he'll leak those details. He's a Russian asset. Now, again, this is all fake. And where was Trump actually getting his intel? I do believe he was getting it from the military. But here we see the FBI, we see the CIA. It seems that they're trying to run the country. Yeah, this is the criminal syndicate. But the CIA did respond to this whole thing, and they contacted James O'Keefe. Now, that's very interesting. I didn't realize that the CIA has a press office. And they said, these claims about CIA are absolutely false and ridiculous. CIA is resolutely a political institution that provides intelligence support to policymakers, including the President of the United States. Irrespective of who occupies the office, we are a foreign intelligence focus agency and do not monitor the former president. The individual making these allegations is a former contractor who does not represent CIA. In the video, which was taken last week, the CIA official waves his intelligence community green badge. Green badges are specifically hired for those contracted by the agency, Kash Patel said. So he had the badge. So did they remove this person afterwards? Because the green badges, they are destroyed when the person is no longer employed. So the person had the green badge. Now the CIA is saying this person doesn't work for them. Did they get rid of this person after this video came out? It's starting to look that way. But that reminds me of Post 129. And this is November 9, 2017. It says, closing act, and it has CIA in brackets and bold. Dismantled, impossible to clean. Operations, no such agency, NSA. So it looks like the CIA is so corrupt that it has to be completely and utterly dismantled. That's very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, he took a swipe at RFK Jr. once again, and it seems very, very similar to the swipes against Barr, very, very similar to the swipes against DeSantis. And I do believe RFK might be put in a place to get the votes away from Biden, because MAGA, they're not moving towards RFK. But Trump, he needs to make sure that the others don't move towards RFK when they're moving away from Biden. So he put this out on Truth. He said the following: so bad that Fox News puts RFK Jr., considered the dumbest member of the Kennedy clan, on their fairly conservative platform so much. Competitive networks don't want anything to do with him. He's a radical left lunatic whose crazy climate change views make the Democrat Green New scam look conservative. He's polling badly, 8% at best, but he says he does well against Crooked Joe and me. One-on-one, wrong. He gets trounced. Junior said, I'm the best debater in generations, and I want to debate him and Crooked. But first, he's got to get his bad poll numbers up a lot. He would be easy pickings. Republicans, don't waste your precious vote on this phony liberal activist. With all that said, he probably hurts sleepy Crooked Joe more than us. And he's absolutely right. That's where the votes are going to be taken. Remember going back in time when they said, oh, look, Trump is going to lose the votes to RFK? No, actually, the opposite is happening. And you can see the deep state players, they're panicking over all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember when South Carolina State Rep Adam Morgan said, hey, look, we're seeing all these non-citizens, they're getting voter registration forms in South Carolina. Well, it looks like everything is about to change there. George put this out and said, after bombshell revelations from South Carolina State Rep Adam Morgan that non-citizens were being given voter registration forms by various agencies, the state legislature has now passed a constitutional amendment prohibiting non-citizens from ever voting. Many said this was a non-issue. Then we discovered state agencies sending voter registration forms to non-citizens. These non-issues keep turning out to be major issues. We need more warriors like this fighting for election integrity. South Carolina is a red state and can only stay that way if Republicans root out all election fraud. Democrats never win by campaigning on policy. They just cheat. Yes, and we need more states to do this. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more states implement these type of laws. Now, Trump, he was out in Wisconsin yesterday, and the crowd was enormous. He was out in Michigan, and the crowd was enormous. And you could see everywhere Trump goes, the crowd is gigantic. Did you ever see a crowd like this for Biden? Remember, he won by 81 million votes. You don't see that at all. How about RFK? You don't see that at all. Who are the people with? They're with Trump. And you can see the deep state players, they're panicking right now. On MSNBC, you can see that they're building this narrative about Trump. Storm has arrived, put this out and said, here we go again. The fake news media is seeding the narrative that Trump will not accept the results of the 2024 election. In this 2-minute clip, they tell a multitude of lies that nobody with a working brain believes. And yeah, if they cheat in the election, would anyone accept this? If you have proof that they cheated? Absolutely not. But I believe it's going to be the opposite way. I believe that the deep state players, they're going to try to make the case that Trump cheated, and they're not going to accept the results, and they're going to try to stay in the White House. Because Trump, I think he's pushing them in this down this path where he's going to be able to actually have a fair, transparent election on one day using paper ballots. Trump, he said this during his time in Michigan when he was at the rally. And he says he has a plan to make sure that the election isn't rigged again. Take a listen.
Protect the vote. And I'm pleased to, this is the first time I've announced this, actually, announced that our campaign is going to be leading a historic effort in conjunction with the RNC, that's Republican National Committee, the state parties, and a team of the most highly qualified lawyers and other professionals in the country to ensure that what happened in 2020 will never happen again. We're not going to allow it to happen again.
So he's going to be working with the RNC. He's going to have poll watchers. He's going to have lawyers. But again, is that going to work, or is something else going to happen? Is he pushing the deep state in a certain direction where they're the ones who are going to actually push everyone into paper and voter ID. I do believe this is one way of making sure that this election isn't rigged. So this should be very, very interesting. But Trump, when he was being interviewed, he said a couple of things about the election. He explained in the interview that he could take two paths after the election. One would be to accept the results if they were just, but in the event of an unfair election, he would spare no expense going to battle. And of course, the deep state players, they're making it seem like he's going to be using the military and the people to have riots and to have a coup. This is what they're projecting out there. This is exactly what they're going to do. But this reminds me of post 4963. This is November 18th, 2022. And it says, Runbeck, Dominion, Secretary of State offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions. Trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world. Focus, focus, ascension. And I do believe the people of this country, they're going to learn the truth. They're going to learn that, yeah, the deep state players, they've been cheating in the election this entire time. And remember that Time magazine cover with Trump and it says, if he wins? Well, it looks like the U.S. Ministry of Truth actually replaced Trump and put the frat boys holding up the flag. And it says, if he wins. And I thought this was very, very powerful because you see patriotism coming back. And if you notice, even on the far left, they hate Joe Biden. The people hate Joe Biden. Biden, the deep state, they're the dividers. Trump is the uniter. And I do believe with everything that we're witnessing and everything that we're going to see, I do believe the country is going to come together. Remember when the country was attacked on 9/11, did the country come together? Were people flying the flag? Well, what happens when the country is attacked again? What happens when there's an outside enemy and an inside enemy attacking this country? Is the country going to come together? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump, in the end, he will unite this country. He'll have the people. The counterinsurgency will be complete. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22.